Dear Lord Jesus, the altar of life and the giver of every good gift, we thank you, Lord, for giving us another privilege to come into the house of the Lord. You said in your word of God, where there are two or three gathered in your name, O God, you are there in the midst to bless. We welcome you this morning, Father. We humbly ask you, God, may you please grace us with your presence this morning. May you pour out the anointing, O God, and break every yoke this morning. May you please prepare our hearts, O God, to receive your word. For we are poor and we are needy this morning, O God. For our hearts once more of God this morning. Oh, Father, may you speak to us along the way this morning. Lord, may you meet every need, O God. May you touch every heart. Those that are down, may you lift them up. Those that are weak in faith, may you strengthen their faith. May you pour out your Holy Spirit, Lord, and fill every heart this morning. We pray for our precious pastor and his family this morning. We send the angel of the Lord to wherever they are, Lord. May you minister to them this morning. We also want to remember the saints of God that couldn't make it this morning, wherever your children are, oh God. May you bless them, Lord. We also remember the bride of Jesus Christ worldwide. May you bless your people according to your perfect will. Father, I pray, oh God, I'm not even worthy to stand before your children this morning. But I am what I am by the grace of God, Lord. I'm only here this morning because you've ordained me to be here this morning. Father, I'm just a spare tire, oh God. But may you take me out of the way, Lord. May you come down and speak to our hearts, oh God. For one word from you, Lord, will set us free. Oh, we bless your name. We love you this morning. We thank you, Lord, for hearing our humble prayer in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Amen. Thank you, musicians. The Lord bless you this morning. Hallelujah. It's good to be back in the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. Please bear with me this morning. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. May we turn in our Bibles this morning. Blessed be the name of the Lord. To the book of Jeremiah. Jeremiah, we read chapter 5, verse 22. Just one place. Jeremiah 5, 22. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And it reads thus. Fear ye not me, saith the Lord. Will ye not tremble at my presence, which have placed the sand for the bound of the seed by a perpetual decree, that it cannot pass it. And though the waves thereof toss themselves, yet can they not prevail. Though they roar, yet can they not pass over it. May the Lord add blessings to the reading of his word. You may be seated. Amen. Hallelujah. I want to speak on a thought this morning, just a simple thought this morning. God's decree. God's decree. But before we get into the subject, I want to read something. I was listening to a message sometime this week. Does God ever change his mind about his word? And Brother Branham said some amazing things in here, and I pray that it can either do one or two things to you this morning. Does that sound okay, brother? Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, brother. God bless you. Hallelujah. This can either do one or two things to you. Strengthen your faith, give you more confidence, or get you desperate. Now, the prophet spoke this in the year 1965. That was after the seals was opened. This is what he said. He said, I can say that I will apologize for that long, long message this morning. I didn't want to wear out your patience and then come in at it again tonight. I wanted to get that message to you that you are a part of this resurrection. See, and don't worry about it no more, see? Just rejoice over it. There is nothing, nowhere can separate you from it. Nothing. Eternally secure in the kingdom of God. When God has stamped his seal upon you, you are to the end of the destination. He said when the government puts a seal upon a package, the railroad puts a seal on the door, that car cannot be tampered with until it reaches its destination. When God puts his seal upon a man, and the seal is the Holy Spirit, when he seals a man like that, he is gone to his eternal destination. Never no more can he ever go back anymore. Because remember, Ephesians 4:30 says, grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you are sealed for all time. See, you are sealed forever. You are sealed eternally into the kingdom of God by the Holy Spirit. The prophet is trying to guarantee the believers that when you are sealed by the Spirit, you are set for eternity. You are bound to be in the rapture. He said, now the devil will punch at you and he'll say everything to you and accuse you and try to make you think that you are not. But don't you listen to him. You know you've passed from death unto life. You know the things that you once loved, you don't love no more. You know that you have believed every word of God. You've seen God working right among us. Infallible proofs that he is the great I am. You've noticed that ever what has been said in his name never has one time been prophesied in his name, but what happened just exactly the way it did. Even to signs, newspaper, picture, cameras, writers, everything else has to recognize it. See, regardless of whether they want to or not, God makes them do it anyhow. See, to make it known. Remember, it's not a big group that he comes for. Fear not, little flock. It's your Father's goodwill. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The prophet said when Israel left Egypt, they all believed in one prophet's message. They've seen the signs of God by Moses. Every one of them saw them. And they each one come out of Egypt and walked through the Red Sea and was baptized unto Moses. Each one saw the power of God strike him when he sang in the spirit. And when Miriam beat the tamarind, run up and down the coast, each one of them every night eat fresh heavenly manna out of the skies. Each of those drank from the spiritual rock that was smitten. And there was 2 million people left Egypt. How many made the promised land? 2 out of 1 million. Hallelujah. Where they are at, Jesus said they perished. Your fathers eat manna in the wilderness for the space of 30 years, and I say unto you that they are dead. Hallelujah. He said, now there is about 500 million Christians in the world tonight. This was 60. Hallelujah. This was 65. He was speaking this. Counting Catholic, Protestant, and all. If Jesus should come in that rapture, according to what I've just said, there would be 500 missing in the world tonight, in the rapture. And there probably is that every day, counting all the lands that's never accounted for. So it could be at any time. See, the prophet said, all Christians, let us buckle on the armor of God. Let us do all that we know how to serve him, love him, and wait for that great time. Now there is not going to be a great millions and multitudes come out of a generation and march in. There can be. Now remember, he said, each day ends a generation. Each day, as it was in the days of Noah, so will it be in the coming of the Son of Man. wherein 8 souls were saved by water. But each day ends a 40-year period for somebody. Hallelujah. For some, see, each day so many is sealed away in the kingdom. One day the last day will arrive. Let us be sure now, while we are in our right mind and in the church and amongst the people where the Holy Spirit so has identified himself with us, let's be sure that everything is all right and stay all right before him. This is the prophet warning. He said, don't you stop, don't rest day and night until that quickening power has brought you from the things of the world into the kingdom of God. And you that truly are brought into the kingdom of God and quickened by the Spirit of God, how happy with tears of joy we should be on our knees day and night thanking God for what he's done. This is the prophet warning the church. This is the season we are in. We got to get ready. We got to meet God's requirement. This statement can either give you confidence or throw you into desperation. But the prophet is guaranteeing the church that when you are born of the Spirit of God according to the scripture, you're bound for body change. You have arrived and you've already made it. If you're not there yet, then you need to strive to get to that place. Because that's the only way you can get out of here. That's the only way I can get out of here. Hallelujah. I just wanted to read that to the church. That struck me as a very sobering statement the prophet made. This was after the seals was opened. He spoke that in 1965. Hallelujah. I'd like to take this off if it's okay. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I was at work the other day and I was listening to a message. And this word struck me. Decree. D-E-C-R-E-E. Decree. God's decree. What does that mean? Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now the scripture we read in Jeremiah 5:22 spoke of God's perpetual decree. Now I want us to look at the definition of these two words. The first word is perpetual and the second word is decree. What does that mean? What is the relevance of that word with God and his children? What does that mean to you and me this morning? The first word is perpetual. That word perpetual means never ending or changing. Hallelujah. Lasting an infinitely long time. That word perpetual means everlasting, eternal, permanent, unending, perpetual. Now the word decree. The word decree means an official order issued by a legal authority. It's a commandment. It's a mandate. Now in dictionary.com it says that word decree is a former and authoritative order, especially one having the force of law. Now the Cambridge Dictionary says the same word decree is the officially is to officially decide or order something that must happen. God decree. The scripture read said this was God speaking to Israel. The prophet Jeremiah was prophesying. He said, fear ye not me, said the Lord. Will ye not tremble at my presence? Which have placed the sand for the bound of the sea by a perpetual decree, that it cannot pass it. And though the waves thereof toss themselves, yet can they not prevail. Though they roar, yet can they not pass over it. God put a boundary. It cannot go no further. No matter how how rough the ocean gets, how the waves go back and forth. They cannot cross that boundary because God put a decree. That word decree is an authoritative word. Now in Genesis 1, let's turn with me please in the scriptures. I'm just trying to bring the thought across. That word decree, that's an authoritative word. The prophet said in a message, who is God? He said, billions of years going back, there was nothing but God. There was no atom, there was nothing. Then God changed his form because God was invisible. Then he gave birth for himself. He became visible, the Logos Christ. And the Bible tells us that through all things God created. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. The prophecy and that Logos was like a child playing before the Father's door house. And he spoke, that was Christ. And he said, let there be. Let there be light. He said, and nothing happened. He said, and then an atom started turning. You see, God decreed, let there be light. There was nothing. But that word decree is an authoritative word. So when God decreed, there had to be light. Regardless whether there was nothing, the prophet told us how. We learned how the word of God materialized into the atom that formed the light. Because God decreed it. You see, God is infinite. So whatever he decrees must happen. Regardless. The Bible says, God says, my word will not go out void. You see, God is infinite. God cannot say something and it not happen. Whatever God says must happen or else he won't be God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now in Genesis it said, verse 1, we'll read verse 1 to 10. It says, in the beginning this was Moses. He said, God created the heaven and the earth. Period. Then he comes around in verse 2. He said, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. God decreed, let there be light. And the Bible says, hallelujah. Hallelujah. And there was, and God saw the light, that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. Now the Bible tells us in 2 Peter, hallelujah. 2 Peter chapter, hallelujah. Chapter 3 verse 8, it tells us that a day with God is as 1,000 years. And 1,000 years is as 1 day. We read that when God said, let there be light, there was light. And God divided the day from the light from the darkness. And that was the first day. Now when God spoke that word, let there be light, it took a period of time. Because a day with God is 1,000 years. So when God said, let there be light, perhaps nothing happened. It seemed like nothing happened. But when God spoke that word, he decreed it. Let there be. And because God decreed it, it had to come to pass. It took 1,000 years, but the light had to show up because God decreed it. That word decree is an authoritative word. When God speaks, you see, God is supreme authority. So when he speaks, whatever he says must happen. We learn that the word of God is ironclad. Now, ironclad is something that cannot be broken. Every word of God is ironclad. So when God speaks his word, it must happen. If God says anything and doesn't come to pass, it makes God not infallible. God is infinite. So when he says anything, it must happen. So he said, let there be light. And there was light. Took 1,000 years. But the light had to show up because God decreed it. Just keep your mind on that word, the power of that word decree. And verse 6 says, and God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the water from the waters. And God made a firmament and divided the water which were under the firmament from the waters which was above the firmament, and it was so. And God called the firmament heaven, and the evening and the morning were the second day, another 1,000 years. And God said, let the waters under the heaven be gathered together unto one place, and let the dry land appear, and it was so. And God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the water called he seas, and God saw that it was good. So when God spoke that word, it had to be, because he decreed it. You see, God is supreme authority. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now I read, got this also from the dictionary. It said decrees of God. God's decrees concern everything. The decrees of God relate to all future things without exception. Whatever is done in time was foreordained before time began. Whatever is done in time was foreordained before time began. So before there was a speck of light, before God was God, when he dwelt alone with his thought, he decreed there'll be a bride. God decreed there'll be a brother Mark Gibbs. Before there was a speck of light. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. God's decree. Now in a message, blessed be his name. This morning at church age, the prophet says something. He said the heart purpose, the eternal purpose of God was to take a bride of his own choosing. God is sovereign in himself. His eternal purpose was to take a bride of his own choosing. And that purpose was in himself. And being eternal was decreed before the foundation of the world. God purposed in himself, he was going to take a bride for himself. Before there was a speck of light. Before God created the heavens and the earth, he purposed in himself that he'll take a bride. So he decreed it. And because he decreed it, it had to happen. Hallelujah. The prophet said before there was ever a speck of stardust, before God was God, now he said God is an object of adoration and no one was there to worship him. So he was at that time only potentially God, and he was known only as eternal spirit. The prophet said the bride was already in his mind. She was existing in his thoughts. We spoke the last service how God knew you. The prophet said God dwelt alone and he yearned for fellowship. He could not fellowship with his thoughts. So he decreed, hallelujah. He decreed a bride for himself. And once he spoke that word, it had to happen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I hope you're following this morning. Hallelujah. The prophet said in the Philadelphian church age, he said, there isn't anything in this life satisfying as it may be, as good and as fine as it may be, but you will find a sum total of all perfection in Christ. Everything fades into insignificance besides him. Everything is insignificant besides Christ. The only real treasure is Jesus Christ. Everything of the things we care ourselves about is insignificant. This is just shadow. A lot of times we spend our lives chasing shadow instead of getting ready for the main thing. Everything is insignificant besides Christ. Everything. Everything means everything. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The prophet said, God being sovereign, he foreknew by divine decree exactly who would be. Hallelujah. God being sovereign. God swore by himself, the Bible says, that he will save Abraham and his seed because there was none greater to swear by. The buck stops at God. He's supreme authority. He swore by himself that he will save Abraham and his seed. So that covenant was unconditional. It wasn't based on Abraham. It was based on God. God swore by himself that you will make it. The prophet said we're out of the picture altogether. It's important to realize this thing to strengthen you. You see, our faith must rest on the word of God. God's word is ironclad. We are here this morning because God ordained us to be here. He decreed it. God decreed you have a bride. That's why you're here this morning. So our faith must rest on God. God told Abraham he will be a father regardless of the circumstance. So Abraham had to get to the place to rest on what God said because that was a decree. It's not based on you, Abraham. It's based on me. So when Abraham lied to that king that his wife Sarah was his wife, God didn't come to Abraham, he went to the king. He said, if you don't take that woman, that's my prophet's wife, and let him pray for you. Even though Abraham lied, but God was protecting his word. The pressure was on God, let's put it that way. Because God decreed that Abraham would have a son. He was the father of nations. So even though Abraham lied, God could not let that happen. The king could not have Abraham's wife because she was a part of Abraham. If the king has taken Abraham's wife, that would have broken the word of God. And God's word is ironclad. Whatever he decrees, you see, I want us to get this word. Decree. This thing is not about you and me. We just happen to find ourselves in this place. We are the one discovering. It's not about you. It's not about me. It's about Christ. We talked about the seed the last service. He placed that seed there. It's because of the seed, that's why you can recognize the word. God decreed before there was a speck of light. Our faith must rest on the word. You can't work your way to God. We need to change our mindset. We need to look at the thing from God's perspective. God's decree. You see, God being sovereign, he foreknew by divine decree exactly. He knew that word exactly. Exactly who would be in his bride. God is now wondering who his children are. He knows exactly. He designed your character. He designed you. He placed us. He knows what's up. The things you're wondering about, God knows about it. Let's go back to David. David got to the place where he realized the Lord is my shepherd. Thank you, brother. The Lord is my shepherd. Without the Lord, I'm nothing. That's why he could face Goliath. He said, you come to me with spears and sword, but I come in the name of the Lord. Because David knew without the Lord, he was nothing. God's decree. It's a finished work. The Bible speaks in past tense. Whom God did foreknow, he called. Whom he called, he justified. Past tense. Whom he justified, he's already glorified. Before there was a speck of light. Remember the last time I mentioned about how God, when the prophet talked about the mountains, that the seven peaks, God put his name in the seven peaks in the mountains. My question is, when did those peaks get there? Got there. When God said, let the dry land appear. When he was creating, he was decreeing. He said, I'll send you Elijah. The prophet came because of the seed. So God had you and me in his mind already. You see, this thing is on God. We need to have faith in God. Sometimes it's hard to let go. We need to let go and let God have his way. He already decreed it. There is nothing that you or I can do to be a believer. God knows exactly who would be in his bride. He chose her. She did not choose him. Let me read that again. God, being sovereign, he foreknew by divine decree exactly who would be in his bride. He chose her. She did not choose him. That's your prophet speaking. He called her. She did not come on her own. Let me read that again. He called her. He called you. God called you. With all your faults, God saw the faults and the mistakes, and he called you. He decreed it. Hallelujah. She did not choose him. He called her. She did not come on her own. He died for her. He washed her in his own blood. He paid the price for her. She belongs to him and to him alone. God's got you. Paul said, I'm a prisoner of Christ. You belong to Christ. That's why he assigned his angels over you. The devil can't touch you. You belong to him. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. She is wholly committed to him, and he accepts the obligation. God knows he's responsible for you. He accepts the obligation. He knows what you're going through. He allowed those things for a purpose. You are an eternal being. The Bible says if we don't go through trials, I'm just paraphrasing, then we are bastards and not sons. God brings on trials to bring the best out of you. You are not of this world. This is straining ground. You are an eternal being having natural experiences. That word decree. Hallelujah. an authoritative word. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He is her head, for Christ is the head of his church. As Sarah called Abraham Lord, even so the bride is happy that he is her Lord. She speaks and obeys, for that is her delight. We don't serve God because we have to. We love serving God. We come to church because we love it. It's not a must. But God decreed it. Oh, if I can stay on this thing about the time. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That word decree. This thing should give you faith. You need to let go. It's like Papa saying, jump, you're so scared. Jump, I'll catch you. Let go, let God have his way. Stop fixing the weaknesses. Jesus Christ is your strength. Especially now that we have troubles all around and people are so afraid, people are so confused. What are you afraid of? What are you confused about? The angel of the Lord is in the camp. In the first Exodus, when the plagues was coming, what did that have to do with Goshen? Goshen wasn't worried. The children of God weren't worrying Goshen. The plagues didn't come nigh them because God had them covered. Whatever happened to Egypt, it wasn't their problem. It wasn't their business. It was in a different class. Because God decreed to Abraham, before even Joseph came on the scene, he said, your seed will sojourn in a land. I will bring them out. God had already decreed it. So the plagues couldn't touch the children of Israel. Because God was protecting his word. We got to line up with the word. God is obligated to the word. If you want God's obligation, then you need to line up with the word. We need to know our rights. We have rights. We are not church people. Stop looking at your faults. Look at the word. We need to wake up, people, and take the word for faith for what it is. The word is God. This is not church. We're not here to play religion. We're beyond that stuff. But we need to make ourselves available, and God will put us through the process. The prophet says salvation is of the Lord from start to finish. It's got nothing to do with you. God has already decreed it. That's why you hear prophets say we see this message because we were ordained to see it. God's decree. You need to rest in the Lord. Have faith in God. Have confidence in God. If I was getting a ride from Brother Josh, I can't be in the car when he's driving and carrying on. I got to relax because he knows what he's doing. He's the driver. So why would I be all upset and like, you know, I'll confuse the guy, the brother. Let him do his thing. He knows what he's doing. How about God? Our children trust us. They have complete confidence in their parents. That's faith. How much more God, the Creator, the truth. He is the truth. He said, I am come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. God's got your back. Let go and let God have his way. Relax in the arms of Christ. Believe God. Stop looking at your circumstance and believe God. Trust God. Obey God's word. Do what he says. And see what he'll do. He said, try me, Malachi. And see if I will not open up the windows. Try me. God said, you must prove him. God made a covenant with Abraham when he slayed a bullock. He made a covenant to help Abraham. To let Abraham know what he was talking about. He meant it. Abraham had to get to the place. When God made a promise, didn't Abraham laugh at one point? Sarah wasn't the only one who laughed.
But Abraham had to get to the place to realize God, what he says, he will do. So Abraham did not consider the deadness of Sarah's womb because God decreed it. Abraham was looking at the covenant. In other words, God was saying, if I break my promise, let me be as this dead bullock. It was on God. Let us give him a chance. See, we try to carry the thing. We try to do the thing. Let go, man. Let go. Why are you troubling yourself? You can't do nothing for yourself. There's a song that says, I'm just paraphrasing, I thought I was great, mighty, big man. But then I find out I can't even walk without you holding my hand. Let go. Let God have his way. He brought you to this message for a purpose. He's not a halfway God. We need to learn to trust God. The prophet preached a message, be certain of God. That's why David had all the victory in his life, because he knew who God was. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In a Laodicean church age, the prophet said, hallelujah. Let me read something here. He was speaking about the Lord Jesus after man fell. He said, as the Spirit of God, he came down and created in the Virgin Mary the cells from which his body was born. I want to repeat that. He, Almighty God, created the very cells in the womb of Mary for that body. It was not enough for the Holy Spirit to simply give life to a human ovum supplied by Mary. That would have been sinful mankind producing a body. That would not have produced the last Adam. For of him it was said, lo, a body has thou the Father prepared for me. God, not Mary, provided that body. See, Mary was the human incubator, and she carried that holy child and brought him to birth. It was a God-man. In Genesis, after man sinned, God promised the woman that he would give her a seed. Had nothing to do with Eve. Eve didn't say, well, Lord, give me a seed. It was God who decreed it. So when it came time to fulfilling the promise, it had nothing to do with Mary. God produced the sperm and the egg. Because God, before there was a speck of light, he saw himself in flesh. The lamb was slain before the world began. It's all on God. He knows you. And he has decreed it that you will make it. He said you'll have a bride. That's why the message is here. Because God decreed it. Whatever God says will happen. Oh. Keep going. Hallelujah. Let me jump, skip some things here. The prophet said, by his own decree, he elected the members of this new creation. He predestinated them to the adoption of children according to the good pleasure of his will. Not ours, his will. God decreed it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The prophet said, by his omniscience and omnipotence, he brought it to pass. All things he knew and all things he worked out according to what he knew in order that his purpose and good pleasure be brought to pass. Ephesians 1:11 says, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance. We have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will. We obtain an inheritance because God decreed it. It's the gifts of God. This thing is all on God. If you find yourself recognizing a word for your day, it's not because you are smart or you're religious. It's because God decreed it, because he knew you, because you were a thought of God. I said the last time, I'm a Nagbe. I'm a Nagbe because Nagbe life is inside, the blood is there. Nagbe blood is inside because I was a Nagbe gene. It had nothing to do with me. And as long as I'm alive in this physical life, I will always be Nagbe. That's just the natural life. The prophet said in the spiritual life, the seed was in you always. It's the seed that caused you to recognize the word. If you're desiring for God and hungering for God, it's because God placed a seed there. It's got nothing to do with you. There's no man holy. It's the Holy Spirit and a man that makes him do what he does. The prophet said the Spirit brings you subject to the word. The Bible says there's none good, not one. What makes a man to be decent and love God is because the Spirit of God is doing it. It's God. Because he decreed it for his own purpose. God chose his bride. There's no way you can make yourself a bride. Decree. That's an authoritative word. He didn't just elect you, he decreed it. Once God decreed it, it must happen. God made sure that it'll happen. He decreed it. You can't be lost because God decreed it. Abraham had to have the son regardless because God decreed it. We got to look at God differently. When God says something, it must happen. He told Abraham, you're a father of nations. Abraham couldn't have children. 25 years later, Abraham's condition even got worse. That's why Sarah was focused on the condition. But Abraham had to get to the place to focus on a decree, authority. God is supreme authority. If God has elected you as his bride, your condition can do nothing. We talk about a prodigal son. Even though he messed up, but he was a son because he was his father's gene. He tried to fix it and repent before the father, but the father wasn't looking at the condition. The father was looking at the son. He said, my son was lost. My son first. He's my son. The prophet said we never did it in the first place. It's the gene. You got to start looking at the gene, seeing yourself as a gene of God. We're not trying to work our ways to God. We can. It's God that goes after man. The Bible says, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. While we were yet sinners, he knows you. And he decreed it. Hallelujah. Take, for example, Brother Josh. If he tells his little son, Lincoln, I'm going to buy you a bicycle. Lincoln's not going to sit there and figure, how is dad going to do that? He's just going to rejoice. Because dad says so, that settles it for him. Because his confidence is in dad. You see, when God says something, you got to take God as his word. God cannot lie. God cannot say something and take it back. He's infinite. God is a spirit. God is not man that he should lie, the Bible says. Neither is he the son of man that he should repent. God does not have a new thought. We humans, we can make decisions today and get better and change it. God is perfect to begin with. What he says one time, that's all. Before there was a speck of light, God decreed he would have a bride. That settles it. As far as God is concerned, he already has a bride. Prophet said, we're the one that's going up and down. God knows what he's doing. It's you and me stumbling along. But God knows what he's doing. We need to believe God and trust God and rest. Prophet said Christianity is based on rest. It's not your efforts. I do a lot of wrong things. Ask my wife. Ask my kids. But my confidence is in God. I'm where I'm at because of the grace of God. I am what I am by the grace of God. It's got nothing to do with me. That woman at the well, she was a prostitute. But Jesus went out of his way to go to her. Why? Because she was a seed. It wasn't on the woman. It was on Christ. Even though everybody condemned her, that's even how bad her situation was. But she was so important because in those days, they had racism. The Samaritans and the Jews couldn't mix. But he even broke the natural law to go after that prostitute that no one had nothing to do with. Why? Because it was on Christ. He said, all the Father's given me will come to me and I will not lose the one. And I will give them eternal life. What is eternal life? The Holy Ghost. It's on God. The Bible says, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. You need to stand still and see the hand of the Lord in your life. You need to stand still. The problem is we don't stand still enough. God decreed it. When you go home, sometimes as we look up that word, going to decree is an authoritative word. This thing is serious. God meant what he says. He said, I'll send you Elijah the prophet. In Malachi, the prophet stepped on the scene. When that baby was born, that pillow, did Brother Brown call for a pillow of fire? That pillow of fire that met Moses came upon this baby because God decreed it. It had to be. His parents wasn't even religious. They were not church people. Why didn't he take some of those bishops and ministers? God is sovereign. He can use anyone. He can do anything. He said he will not lose the one. That's what Jesus said. It's on God. He said he will not lose the one. We need to find out if we're in that number, that's all. But he will not lose the one. You can take that to the bank. Hallelujah. Please bear with me. We're almost there. Hallelujah. He said, you see, if you were in the full knowledge of God, then you are becoming a part of God. First, he said, let me go back up here. He said in the message, this is 65. Excuse me. Lean not unto your own understanding. Hallelujah. The prophet said, you are an attribute of God, part of God. When you become the son and daughter of God, and God is in you willing his will if you will let him do it. A lot of times we don't let God. Stand still. God will his way if you will let him do it, his will. So you see, if you were in the foreknowledge of God, then you are becoming a part of God. It's a process. If you were in the full knowledge of God, repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ and receive the Holy Spirit. Because only the elect can be reborn. Special class. If you were in the full knowledge of God, when he decreed it, let me add, then you are becoming a part of God. And the only way you can be a son of God or a daughter of God, you had to be a part of God, and God isn't complete without you. Listen to that. God is not complete without you, this is the prophet speaking, has to be. That's right, because there is one, only one resource of eternal life, and that is God, and him alone has eternal life. See? And you were a part of him in so much that you are an attribute or in his thinking at the beginning. He said, because he thought of you in the beginning, it gives that little talk towards you. Let me read that again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because he thought of you in the beginning, it gives that little talk towards you. Now you see why you come into church, why you cry and you get desperate. It's because God thought of you in the beginning. It started with God. It's God that's doing it. If you find yourself crying for God, hungering for God, it's got nothing to do with you. It's because God thought of you in the beginning. That's why it's giving that talk. God decreed it. And that because he thought of you in the beginning, it gives that little talk towards him. That's what has to be quickened. The seed there, talk. Some of them will never be quickened. They just don't have it, that's all. Not everyone has the talk. So if some people don't believe the message, don't blame them. They have to have something to be quickened by. You see the thing? That's why you can believe the message. It's got nothing to do with you. It's the talk. We don't know these things because of amnesia. The prophets, all the channels got clogged up. That's why the message came to take away amnesia so you can come back to yourself, that you are a supernatural being. God decreed it. Let's go on. He said, that's the way every believer is. You wasn't born for this world. You wasn't born for this world. Listen to me, people. Ambitious people. I'm not saying don't be successful and ambitious. That's just potatoes. You wasn't born for this world. That's what the prophet's saying. You was created in the image of God to be a son of God, and you don't belong in this chicken yard out here. You are an eagle. You wasn't born for this world. So don't kill yourself too much for the things of this world. We're just passing through. There are some people who are the church people, they satisfy the okay because they're not from there. There are people in this world who this world is their home, they're from here, that's fine. So they kill themselves for this world. But the prophet is saying you are not from this world. So we should get our priorities right. You are a supernatural being. The prophet talked about how God allowed us to bypass that word body to come here to be tested, to be tempted. But after our test is done, then we go home to that word body. We're a special class. God decreed it. The prophet said, for by one spirit, we are all baptized into one body and become members of that body. Don't care what brand you got on you. That don't have nothing to do with it. I belong to Amazing Grace Fellowship. I belong to Malachi Full Tabernacle. I belong to Brandon Tabernacle. That's got nothing to do with it. For by one spirit we are all baptized into one body. You are absolutely a Christian by birth. That's the only way. The only way you can be. Not by joining, nor by creeds, nor exciting this or reciting this or any other thing. nor by education theology. You are a Christian when you are born again, and you cannot be born again unless you've been elected to be born again. Let me read that again. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The prophet said you cannot be born again unless you've been elected, past tense, to be born again. God knows exactly who you are. So if you were a child of God and you haven't received the birth, you would definitely receive the birth because God decreed it. He said, no man can come lest the Father draw him. All the Father has given, all the Father has given, will come. And all that come, I will give. It's a definite, it's a finished word. John 17, he said, thine the word, and thou hast given them me. Peter had to believe in Jesus because he was a child of God. Judas didn't make it to Pentecost because he was born a son of perdition. That's all. Comes down to the seed. So if you're in this journey and you have, I'm not what I used to be. I'm not what I ought to be, but I'm not what I used to be. It's a process. You see? But it comes down to God. Look at God. God decreed it. And because God decreed it, it must happen. When God said, let there be light, it took 1,000 years. It seemed like nothing was going to happen. But because God decreed it, it had to happen. And because God decreed that you would be a bride, you are a bride. That's all there is to that. It's on God. The prophet said, no man can come to me except my Father draws him. This is Jesus speaking. And all that my Father has given me will come. Amen. I'll raise him up again at the last day. It's a finished work. He knows my name. He knows my name. A son, because you were a part of God. God decreed it already. God already declared it. And because he decreed it, you're locked in. But you need to recognize that so you can relax and let God take over. A lot of times we trouble ourselves. We're not sure. We're hoping all the time. But God already decreed a thing. It's a finished work as far as God is concerned because he knows you. And because he knows you, he ordained you and decreed it. And because he decreed it, that settles it. It's finished. That's all there is to that. May we stand, please. Just a simple thought this morning. I hope this will encourage your hearts, strengthen your faith. God had already decreed it. Just make yourselves available to God. That's all you got to do. Don't give up on yourself because God hasn't given up on you. He already decreed it. He already knows you. He knows you. He knows your character. He knows your habits. He knows the thing you're struggling with. He knows the thing you're afraid of. He knows your makeup because he created you and he ordained you and decreed that you will make it. So we just need to switch our thinking. We need to start looking at things from God's perspective and stop trying to fix the weaknesses. The devil will always show you the weakness to stall you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. May we bow our heads. Lord Jesus, we thank you, Father, for speaking to our hearts. Pray, O God, Lord, as your word has come forth, may the Holy Spirit, Lord, please take the word and reveal it to us and quicken it to our hearts. Oh God, let it sink deep down into our souls, Lord, to help us. May you strengthen us, Lord. We need to focus on you, focus on the word, Lord. There's so much distraction in this day. But we're in a special class, Lord. Sometimes we feel like we have to do a certain thing. All we need to do is just believe. Only believe all things are possible. We learned this morning, oh God, that you already decreed it, Lord. It's an authoritative word. You've already said it. You swore by yourself that you will save Abraham and his seed. Father, here we are. We pray that you may help us, oh God. Give us grace. Strengthen our faith, Lord. Give us courage. Put us into desperation, oh God, to lay in your presence until you confirm your word to us. May you bless each and every one this morning. Bless us through this week. Keep us, Lord. Give us desire, Lord, to lay in the word. We cover ourselves and our families in the blood of Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you for hearing our humble prayers this morning. In Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Yes, you do, Lord. Oh, you know my name. And you know my name. And oh, how you comfort me. And oh, how you counsel me. Yet it still amazes me that I am your friend.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. How amazing it is, Lord, that you chose us, Lord, that you loved us from the foundation of this world. That it wasn't by mistake or by chance that we would seek you out, Lord. But you came after us, Lord. You put a desire in our heart, Lord, to know you, to search for you, to want to serve you, Lord. Thank you for that, Lord. Bless your name, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for Brother James. Hallelujah. How many are happy to hear that service and bless your heart? It's deep. Amen. It's very deep, but it's the truth, amen. I'm going to have you dismiss, and I'm going to try a song. Where there's a deep, deep calling, there's a deep, deep to respond. But let's pray. Heavenly Father, just pray you bless each one here, Lord, as they go their own way. Lord, may we bask in this word, Lord. May it drive down deep in our heart, Lord. May it speak something to us, Lord, that's meaningful, Lord. Not just words, Lord, but the gene of God, your family, the Genesis, the beginning, Lord. Where it all began. Oh, how we appreciate it, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you call us your children, your bride. We are not deserving, Lord, but you decreed it. And we love you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be dismissed. Amen.
Where there's a deep, deep calling. Oh, there's a deep, deep to respond. Where there's a hope for a city, oh, there's a land beyond the sun. And where there's a yearning burning, just to leave this world that we know, and there is a King returning, and he's coming to take us home, where there's a deep, deep calling. Oh, there's a deep, deep to respond, where there's a hope for a city. Oh, there's a land beyond the sun, and where there's a yearning burning, just to leave this world that we know. There is a King returning, and he's coming to carry.